Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Universal One is Walter Russell's 1926 cosmological and metaphysical treatise, presented here as an exact facsimile with the original illustrative framework preserved. The book belongs to a hybrid category: speculative cosmology, esoteric philosophy, metaphysical science, and spiritual interpretation of physics. Russell attempts to explain the universe as a unified system rooted in universal mind, with matter, light, electricity, magnetism, energy, gravitation, radiation, and elemental formation treated as expressions of one underlying principle, rather than offering conventional laboratory science. The work develops a symbolic and systematic model of reality in which thinking, motion, polarity, rhythm, and cyclic recurrence are central. Its purpose is both explanatory and philosophical, to describe how the visible universe arises from invisible intelligence, and to place human knowledge within that same cosmic process. The facsimile format matters because diagrams and original presentation are central to how Russell organizes and communicates his theory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, universal mind as the organizing substance behind matter and knowledge. A central claim of the Universal One is that the universe is not a collection of separate things, but a single expression of universal mind. Russell presents mind not merely as human thought, but as the underlying source from which form, motion, law, and experience emerge. This makes the book different from conventional cosmology, because it begins with consciousness, or intelligence, rather than matter as the primary fact. In this framework, matter is not self-originating substance. It is the registered appearance of thought and motion. Knowledge is also treated in an unusual way. Russell argues that knowing is not simply the accumulation of external information, but an inward recollection made possible by alignment with universal law. The reasoning behind this view is that if the universe is one coherent mind, then individual minds participate in that whole, rather than standing outside it. This gives the book its philosophical structure. Science, spirituality, and cognition are not separate domains, but different ways of describing the same universal process. Secondly, electricity and magnetism. As the mechanism of visible form, Russell places electricity and magnetism at the center of his explanation of material existence. In his model, the forms that people call matter are conditions of motion sustained by electric and magnetic relations. Electricity is associated with activity, division, pressure, polarity, and the appearance of separateness, while magnetism is treated as a balancing and centering principle. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that visible forms are not permanent objects in themselves, but dynamic states produced by opposing yet complementary forces. This makes matter a process rather than a final substance. Russell also uses this framework to discuss energy, attraction, repulsion, gravitation, radiation, charging, discharging, and wave behavior. The result is a unified vocabulary for physical change, even though it does not match standard academic physics in method or validation. Its importance lies in its internal coherence. The same polarity principle is applied across cosmic, atomic, and human levels, making electromagnetic interaction the bridge between metaphysics and observable phenomena. Thirdly, octaves, cycles, and rhythmic periodicity in the formation of elements. One of the most distinctive features of the Universal One is the use of octave structure to describe the development and transformation of matter. Within, Russell treats the elements as part of a rhythmic, cyclic sequence rather than as isolated entries in a chemical table. The octave concept allows him to connect matter with wave motion, tonal analogy, pressure, temperature, color, and periodic recurrence. In this view, nature builds forms through patterned intervals, intensification, balance, decline, and renewal. The value of this idea is not that it replaces modern chemistry, but that it shows Russell's attempt to integrate scientific classification with a broader metaphysical order. He wants the elements to be understood as stages in a universal process of compression and expansion, charging and discharging, appearance and disappearance. This gives his cosmology a musical and geometric character. The repeated return to cycles also reinforces the book's broader argument that stability is only apparent, while the real universe is rhythmic motion, governed by recurring ratios. Fourthly, diagrams and facsimile presentation as part of the argument. The exact facsimile format is not a minor publishing detail for the Universal One, because Russell depends heavily on visual organization. His diagrams, charts, and geometric representations are part of the intellectual structure of the book. They attempt to show relationships among motion, polarity, light, pressure, universal direction, element cycles, and cosmic mechanics in a way that prose alone cannot easily convey. Preserving the original illustrations helps readers see how Russell wanted his ideas to be studied, not as isolated statements, but as an interconnected system of correspondences. The facsimile also gives historical value to the edition, because it retains the visual language and typographic character of a 1920s metaphysical science text. For modern readers, this creates both benefit and difficulty. The illustrations can clarify the ambition of the system, but they also require patient interpretation, because Russell uses terms and symbolic associations differently from contemporary science. The physical presentation, therefore, supports the book identity as both historical document and theoretical map. Lastly, philosophical ambition and the limits of its scientific status. The Universal One is best approached as a speculative philosophical cosmology rather than as a conventional scientific textbook. Russell writes with the ambition of explaining physics, metaphysics, theology, and human consciousness through a single system, but his method does not follow the evidentiary standards of modern peer-reviewed science. Many of his terms resemble scientific vocabulary, including electricity, magnetism, gravitation, radiation, ionization, balance, and energy, yet he often uses them within his own metaphysical framework. This does not make the book insignificant. It clarifies how it should be read. Its intellectual value lies in its attempt to construct an all-encompassing model of unity, polarity, rhythm, and mind-centered reality. Readers seeking experimentally validated physics may find it unsuitable, while readers interested in alternative cosmologies, history of esoteric thought, and metaphysical interpretations of science may find it substantial. The limitation is therefore also a defining feature. The book stands outside mainstream science, but it remains unusually systematic within its own symbolic universe. In conclusion, The Universal One is most appropriate for serious readers of Walter Russell, students of esoteric cosmology, historians of alternative science, and philosophically inclined readers who want to examine a complete mind-centered model of reality. It is not a casual introduction to physics, nor is it a practical manual in the ordinary sense. Its benefit is intellectual rather than technical. It trains the reader to think in terms of unity, polarity, cyclic motion, symbolic correspondence, and the relationship between consciousness and form. And poor, the facsimile edition is especially useful for readers who value the original diagrams and historical presentation, because Russell's visual system is inseparable from his argument. Compared with many metaphysical books, it stands out for its scope and structural ambition, rather than offering scattered reflections. It attempts to build a total cosmology covering mind, light, matter, electricity, magnetism, elements, gravitation, radiation, waves, ratios, and universal mechanics. Compared with standard science books, it stands apart because it is speculative, spiritual, and non-standard in its use of scientific language. Its enduring significance lies in that unusual position. It is a demanding historical artifact of metaphysical science that rewards careful study while requiring readers to distinguish symbolic coherence from established scientific proof. If you would like to support Walter Russell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.